And the terrific, and I do mean terrific, every single solitary one of them, the WAMC news team that brings us all of the news from our region, all seven states, and just does a phenomenal job. And we love every one of them. We love you for supporting us this morning. Coming up next, the BBC Time Tones. Thank you very much.
On Midday Magazine, a new call for redistricting and an end to gerrymandering in New York State. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt will report. A debate in the race for Hamden County District Attorney, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuttle with that story. The Attorney General opposes a rate hike request from Western Massachusetts Electric and explains why to business leaders in the Berkshires. WAMC's Berkshire Bureau Chief Charlie Dietz will report. Meteorologist Paul Caiano will be here with the Midday Weather Summary. Midday Magazine is next on WAMC.
BBC News with David Legg. An American court has given a life sentence to the man behind a failed car bomb attack in New York 5 months ago. Faisal Shazad, a Pakistani-born American citizen, declared as he was sentenced that the Muslim world's war with the United States had only just begun. Laura Trevelyan reports from New York.
Faisal Shazad tried to set off a car bomb in a packed Times Square on a warm May evening. But his bomb didn't detonate, and he was dramatically arrested on the runway, trying to flee the country 2 days later. Shazad had trained with the Pakistani Taliban in Pakistan and had received money from them to build his bomb. He said he wanted to attack the US because of the American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. US prosecutors say Shazad showed no remorse for his attempted attack, only pride.
Police in France have detained 12 people in the south and southwest of the country suspected of links to Islamist extremism. Sean Fanning has more.
France is on alert, but the police are saying nothing about whether there is any link between these arrests and warnings of an increased terror threat in parts of Europe. 9 people were detained in Marseille and Avignon in an investigation into what police termed a terrorist enterprise. Ammunition and arms, including a pump-action rifle and a Kalashnikov, were seized. In what the authorities say was a separate operation, 3 were detained in Marseille and Bordeaux. Investigators say their phone numbers were found in the possession of a French citizen of Algerian origin arrested in Italy at the weekend.
Details have been emerging which suggest that Monday's missile strike by a pilotless American plane in northwest Pakistan may have been part of a US effort to disrupt the reported plans by Al-Qaeda to attack targets in Europe. The missiles killed 8 militants, including 4 German citizens. Security sources say a German national detained in Afghanistan had earlier given the Americans information about a German-based group of militants that was planning the European attacks. The alleged Al-Qaeda plans have led several Western governments to issue travel warnings in recent days. General Pervez Musharraf, Pakistan's former president, has admitted that Pakistani security forces trained militant groups to fight in Indian-administered Kashmir. In an interview with a German magazine, Der Spiegel, he said the Pakistani government turned a blind eye. Jill McGivering reports.
India has always alleged that the Pakistani state was actively involved in training militants in the 1990s, militants who were then sent to fight Indian security forces in the Kashmir Valley. But this is thought to be the first time such a senior figure in Pakistani politics has publicly admitted it. Asked why Pakistan formed militant underground groups to fight India in Kashmir, he replied, "They were indeed formed. The government turned a blind eye," he added, "because they wanted India to discuss Kashmir."
World News from the BBC. A state of emergency has been declared in western Hungary following the escape of large amounts of toxic sludge from an alumina plant. Emergency services are trying to prevent the sea of red mud getting into nearby waterways, including the River Danube. At least 4 people have been killed by the sludge, which burst out of a containment reservoir on Monday. 6 people are missing. More than 100 are injured. A court in Paris has sentenced a financial trader, Jérôme Kéviel, to 3 years in jail for unauthorised deals that cost the French bank Société Générale $7 billion. He was found guilty of breach of trust, forgery and entering false data into computers. Christian Fraser reports from Paris.
He painted himself as the victim of a banking system that thrived on risk. But today, Jérôme Kéviel was found guilty on all charges of single-handedly masterminding one of the biggest banking frauds in history. His job was to bet on the future of the financial markets. But under the rules, he was supposed to match any big deal he made with an almost identical one specifying the reverse. He never made those covering bets. And by 2008, Kéviel had amassed a trading position of nearly $70 billion.
Opposition politicians and other public figures in Sri Lanka have launched a petition for the release of the former head of the armed forces, Sarat Fonseca. He's been found guilty by two courts-martial and sentenced to 2.5 years in prison with hard labour. Mr. Fonseca was elected to the Sri Lankan parliament in April this year. He'd earlier stood for president against the incumbent Mahinda Rajapaksa. Two Jewish settler rabbis have presented a box of Qurans to a West Bank mosque as a gesture of solidarity after an arson attack on Monday blamed on Jewish settlers. Hundreds of Palestinians cheered as the rabbis and other settlers arrived at the village of Beit Fajar in bulletproof cars accompanied by Israeli soldiers. They were welcomed by the local imam. BBC News.
The BBC World Service in the United States is distributed by Public Radio International. Distribution is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Women Heart to reduce heart disease by training women to be community health advocates. More information about becoming a Women Heart Champion at MedtronicFoundation.org.
Support for WAMC comes from Dr. Joe Honning, Albany and Manhattan, New York, specializing in occupational and environmental health care, including indoor air quality, ergonomic hazards, and mold problems. JoeHonningMD.com. The Arkell Museum at Canajoharie, featuring folk singer-songwriter Bernice Lewis in concert Saturday, October 16th, 7 p.m., ArkellMuseum.org. The Linda and the Honest Wade Food Co-op presenting the Food for Thought film, Dirt, the movie, Thursday, October 21st at 7 p.m. TheLinda.org for tickets and information. This is a WAMC News Update. I'm Brian Shields. The man who plotted to kill Americans by driving a homemade car bomb into Times Square has been sentenced to life in prison. In Manhattan federal court today, Faisal Shahzad told the judge, "A defeat of the United States is imminent." The native of Pakistan pleaded guilty to 10 terrorism and weapons counts. Doug Hoffman has dropped out of the race for a Northern New York House seat, telling his supporters they should vote for the Republican who defeated him in last month's primary. Hoffman says he did not intend to split the vote when he decided to continue his run on the conservative line after the loss to Matthew Doheny, who's challenging incumbent Democrat Bill Owens for the seat in the 23rd Congressional District across Northern New York. A new poll shows Democrat Andrew Cuomo leading Republican Carol Paladino 56% to 32% among likely voters as the race for New York governor enters its final month. The Siena College poll of likely voters shows Cuomo's lead in New York City 70 to 17%. He has a 54% to 35% lead in New York City suburbs and is leading upstate by a slim margin 45% to 43%. Where voters are considered most motivated and the turnout expected to be heavy. Senate Republicans say they will block action on a $420 million supplemental budget bill in Massachusetts until Governor Deval Patrick explains the reasons behind the spending and whether he will need more cash this year. Senate Minority Leader Richard Tesey said today he's concerned the state's true financial condition is being concealed until after the general election. And he says he's hearing talk, though he won't say from whom, about a potential post-election tax increase. Tesey is running for lieutenant governor on a ticket with Republican Charles Baker. Vermont State Police are expecting the results of an autopsy that will determine if a body found in the woods of Wheelock is that of a missing 78-year-old grandmother. Police have said they believe the body found late Sunday by hunters could be that of Pat O'Hagan of Sheffield, who was reported missing September 11th. Investigators suspect the death was caused by foul play. O'Hagan moved to Vermont several years ago from Massachusetts. Stocks are higher following news that activity expanded in the U.S. services sector last month. World markets also rose after the Central Bank of Japan surprised investors by slashing interest rates to almost zero. The Dow is now up 162 points, 10,914. The NASDAQ up 47, 2,392. The S&P up 20, 1,157. The weather forecast, a cloudy, cool afternoon with showers, high near 60. Cloudy tonight, showers, low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, more rain, especially in the morning, highs upper 50s. Cloudy at Rutland, 55. Pittsfield overcast, 52 degrees. Glens Falls now at 56. Rain at Albany, 52 degrees. You're listening to Midday Magazine on WAMC. Government reform groups say the next election cycle presents the best chance yet for redistricting reform that they say would put an end to gerrymandered state legislative districts. WAMC's Karen DeWitt reports.
State Senate and Assembly districts have traditionally been drawn by the political party that's in power in each house, and they are engineered to secure seats for incumbent legislators. The process, known as gerrymandering, is named for a 19th century Massachusetts governor who invented the practice. It has been perfected to an art form in New York. Sometimes individual legislative districts can take on rather bizarre formations in the attempt to assure that an incumbent politician has carved out the necessary configuration of voters. Blair Horner, with the New York Public Interest Research Group and a longtime advocate of redistricting reform, has named some of his favorites.
Third place winner was a.k.a. The Claw in Assemblyman Chuck Levine's district. Northeast Nassau County. Second place was Abraham Lincoln riding a vacuum cleaner.
In a district that ranges from parts of central New York and the Hudson Valley, then veers north almost to the Canadian border. Another was drawn to protect then-incumbent GOP Senator Guy Villela, who represented an increasingly Democratic district in the Bronx.
Which was known as, oops, I spilled the coffee on the map, or bug on a windshield.
Even creative gerrymandering could not save Villela, though, when he was convicted of felony bribery and sentenced to prison, forcing him to resign his seat. Now a new report by NYPERG and endorsed by other government reform groups, including Common Cause and Citizens Union, measures the effects of New York State's long history of gerrymandering. It finds that districts which are supposed to contain roughly an equal number of voters can vary widely in size. The study also found that just 25 of the 212 legislative districts can be considered competitive with equal amounts of Democrats and Republicans. Most are skewed to benefit one of the two major parties. The effort seemed to have paid off from the incumbent lawmakers' point of view, says Horner. In 3,000 legislative contests held over nearly three decades, just 39 challengers knocked out a seated senator or assembly member.
Redistricting impacts on competitive elections in New York to an extent that we think is a problem. We think that that system needs to be changed.
Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says the redistricting process has so veered off course that it's become the opposite of what it's supposed to be. Instead of voters choosing their legislators, she says, the sitting lawmakers get to pick their voters.
They will draw these lines so that they get to pick their voters before the voters get to pick them.
The group say there's reason to hope for change when the new districts are drawn next in 2012. Many state lawmakers, including all Senate Republicans, have signed a pledge pushed by former New York City Mayor Ed Koch's government reform effort, which promises to advocate for nonpartisan redistricting. And both major party gubernatorial candidates, Democrat Andrew Cuomo and Republican Carl Paladino, have promised to veto any redistricting plan that is biased toward either political party. Horner with NYPERG says the new governor, though, will have to stick to his guns.
If the new governor says, in the State of the State in January, by the way, I wasn't kidding when I said I'm going to veto the lines. I really meant it. You have a choice. You can either call my bluff and see if I'll veto the lines in 2012, or begin to work with me now on a new way of doing redistricting.
The legislature is entitled to attempt to override any veto, but in what is likely to remain a closely divided Senate, it would be tough, Horner says, to get the minority party senators to vote for an override that would draw them out of office. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
While questions linger about the future of natural gas drilling and specifically hydraulic fracturing in parts of New York, there's concern about what's happening to the South and how it could affect New York. WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Greg Fry reports.
Advocates for a moratorium on or a complete ban of hydraulic fracturing in New York have long pleaded their case to the Delaware River Basin Commission. The commission manages water resources within the basin, which lies in Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, along with a number of counties in the Hudson Valley of New York. Congressman Maurice Hinchey has recently been in contact with one of the DRBC's five commissioners. Brigadier General Peter DeLuca is the commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers North Atlantic Division and serves as the federal representative to the DRBC. Hinchey wrote to voice concern about potential hazards of hydraulic fracturing within the basin and was disappointed by the response from DeLuca.
The response I got from one of the members of the Delaware River Basin Commission, one of the military members, was completely irresponsible. And I sent him back a letter indicating the irresponsibility of that response and asking him a number of specific questions with regard to this situation and asking them to focus their attention on the necessary needs to make sure that the Delaware River Basin itself remains clear and clean.
Congressman Hinchey, like many who want a delay on drilling in the basin until an impact study is completed, asked that the DRBC wait until that study is done to finalize regulations. In a second letter, the congressman questioned a number of issues: whether environmental review requirements were met, whether other federal agencies have been consulted, and the legal basis for statements made in the letter from DeLuca. On Monday, officials with the environmental group Delaware Riverkeeper issued a statement saying that the Army Corps of Engineers has emerged as a, quote, rogue agency. The head of the organization, Maya Van Rossum, says the Army Corps has ignored input from other federal partners and has pushed instead for fast-tracking regulations before a cumulative impact assessment is completed. When contacted for this story, an official with the DRBC referred to the commission's website, which states that commission consideration of natural gas production projects will occur after new DRBC regulations are adopted. Draft natural gas regulations are expected to be published by mid-October of 2010, with a public rulemaking process to follow. Citing drilling accidents in Pennsylvania, Hinchey stressed the need for collaboration before a decision is made.
Because of this, there is going to be now more adverse effects on the Delaware River, and the Delaware River having adverse effects has a negative effect on New York, even if it's being done in Pennsylvania. So this is something that is that has to be cooperative and has to be worked at much more intelligently and reasonably for the safety and security of the people of these states.
More information, including Hinchey's letter, the statement from Delaware Riverkeeper, and information from the Delaware River Basin Commission, can all be found through our website, WAMC.org. Reporting from the Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Greg Fry.
The two candidates for District Attorney of Hampden County, Massachusetts, clashed over their qualifications and their visions of the job during their first public debate in Springfield on Monday night. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill reports.
Stephen Bonacanti alleged there would be a serious conflict of interest in the district attorney's office if Mark Mastriani, a prominent criminal defense lawyer, becomes the county's top law enforcement officer.
I think there's going to be a lot of defendants cheering if my opponent wins, because they're going to think they're going to be able to get off on crimes. They're going to know the district attorney. We've had him as our defense attorney. We'll be able to get away with things now.
Mastriani acknowledged that if he's elected for a period of time, some cases would have to be referred to a special prosecutor to avoid conflicts with people he's recently represented. But he said that is not out of the ordinary.
I will approach that situation when I am district attorney by examining every case that comes in to determine if there is a conflict. not unlike Bill Bennett did 20 years ago when he was elected district attorney.
Mastriani and Buonaccorsi are running to succeed William Bennett, who's retiring after 20 years as district attorney. The two met Monday night for an hour-long forum at Western New England College School of Law. Both are graduates of that law school. Buonaccorsi emerged atop a five-person field to win the Democratic nomination in last month's primary. Mastriani is running as an independent. They've questioned each other's qualifications for the job. Both men spent 5 years as assistant DAs before Mastriani went into private law practice and Buonaccorsi was elected to the state legislature. He's currently a state senator.
I've decided as a person to run for elected office to do what I think is the right thing, to protect neighborhoods, to work with other leaders from Holyoke and from Springfield and from Chicopee and from all the communities to make our neighborhoods safer. Mr. Mastriani's taken a different path there, and he's decided to be a defense attorney and represent some of the biggest criminals in our region. I don't think that qualifies an individual to be the top attorney or the top prosecutor.
Mastriani says the fact Buonaccorsi has not been inside a courtroom in 10 years makes him unqualified to not only try cases personally, but to assemble and train a staff.
Mr. Buonaccorsi said he doesn't want to have his staff running up to him and asking him questions all the time because that'll slow things down. I welcome my staff running up to me to ask me questions. I've handled every type of case imaginable, and I recognize I haven't seen it all, and I learn new things every day. But I welcome my assistant district attorneys asking me questions and looking for my input every day because I'm qualified and experienced enough and confident enough in my ability that I can answer those questions.
The two have different visions for the office of district attorney. Buonaccorsi says his top priority is community involvement. He said he'll insist that his staff spend an hour a week in the schools or in neighborhood centers in a proactive approach to crime prevention.
To not continue to wait for crime just to come in. Asking an hour of time for my prosecutors and my staff to go out and learn more about what's going on in the neighborhoods is not much to ask for. And in fact, you're going to generate results.
Mastriani stresses the core mission of the DA's office, which he says is to prosecute criminals.
The limited resources is prosecutors. That's the resource that's so important in keeping the community safe. Those prosecutors need to be good, and they need to be in court.
Mastriani accused Buonaccorsi of breaking a promise during the primary campaign to release his tax returns after questions were raised about Buonaccorsi reporting on state ethics forms income from part-time work for the County Retirement Board.
Presumably those taxes were going to be disclosed to give some end to this rather unseemly part of this campaign, which I wish didn't come up because it doesn't belong in a district attorney's race.
Buonaccorsi insists he properly reported his part-time income, which totaled $114,000 over a four-year period, and said he made summaries of his taxes available to anyone who asked.
And I'll tell you, I have taken great exception to how this has been reported. This is offensive to me. I've never tried to hide anything in my public service.
About 150 people attended the debate, which was streamed live on the internet. There's more online at WAMC.org. Reporting from the Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England College, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.
Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley has come out against a $28 million proposed rate hike by the Western Massachusetts Electric Company. This week, the Attorney General visited a paper company in the Berkshires to hear firsthand how a rate hike would affect them. Berkshire Bureau Chief Charlie Dietz has the report.
Onyx Specialty Paper sits right along the Housatonic River in South Lee, Massachusetts. Owner and President Pat Begrowitz explains some of their operations.
We make specialty papers that go into automatic transmissions in vehicles. We also make decorative papers that go into countertops. We make papers that go to artists and framing, museum board framing.
The building was owned and operated by Fortune 500 company Midwest Vaco from 1959 through 2009, when they decided to close down the shop, leaving about 120 workers behind. Then Begrowitz, who was the GM, decided to create a new company and take over operations, hiring all of their workers back and then a few more. In their first year of operations, they're looking at a $1.9 million electric bill, and that's at today's rates. But if Wamico gets their 7% rate increase approved, she says they'll be at about an even $2 million and then an additional distribution charge.
So it's not just what's going to happen here with this rate case, the $28 million that they're going after. It's also the subsequent years and the continued adjustments that the that Wamico will be able to make to our bill.
So Begerowitz invited Attorney General Martha Coakley to sit down with her and several industry members to talk about their efforts to work with Wamico.
They have been, I think, relative to, you know, avoiding rate shock, they have been good. We've been at the table talking about things. So from that standpoint, I'm pleased with the fact that Wamico has appeared to listen more.
Attorney General Coakley, sitting at the head of the table in the company's boardroom, stated that she grew up in the Berkshires and understands the business climate in the paper manufacturing world.
And it's been particularly disastrous out here in Western Massachusetts because energy costs, as you said, your third highest expense bucket if you're looking at where you spend money as a company.
After the meeting, Attorney General Coakley explained that they're rejecting Wamico's request on several points.
It's their burden to justify it. It's their burden to provide the backup documents that is justified. And what we don't want is the companies being able to say, we're going to look for a rate of return that's over 11% for our investors, and meanwhile, we're going to try and pass along to consumers the kinds of costs that we believe should be part of their doing business.
State Representative Smitty Pignatelli was also in attendance.
Well, we've seen 4 out of 5 paper mills shut down in the last 2 or 3 years right here in my district. Electricity rates were not the reason, but it was one of the main reasons that they shut down. They made no bones about it. They couldn't afford to stay in business. Here we are at Onyx Paper. We heard $1.9 million annualized for just electric rates, electric usage. Do I hire people? Or do I lay people off just to pay my electric bill? Those are the tough choices that these paper mills are making.
Sandra Ahern is the spokesperson for Wamico. She says that with an increased load on the grid, they felt it was time to upgrade their systems.
We currently invest about $30 million in system improvements over the course of a year, and we really feel that we need to step that up at this point to a level of about $50 million a year.
Ahern acknowledges that they did not meet the Department of Public Utilities service quality guidelines in 2009, but thinks that should show how much they are in need of a rate increase.
We feel that we took a lot of time and put together a very careful and well-reasoned case before the DPU, and we're actually in the midst of hearings, evidentiary hearings before them now. And we feel that we have an opportunity to prove our case. And we also recognize that we're not going to get everything that we've asked for, but we do feel we've put forward a very moderate proposal.
Wamico's requested rate increase of $28 million would mean a 25% uptick in the distribution charge, or 7% overall for residents and businesses. The Attorney General and the Department of Public Utilities are still taking comments from residents and business owners. The Department of Public Utilities hopes to have a decision by January for the increase set to take effect February 1st. Reporting from South Lee, Massachusetts, I'm Charlie Dietz, WAMC News.
Support for WAMC comes from Gervin and Ferlazzo, attorneys at law counseling clients throughout New York State on employment, education, business, and litigation matters since 1991, 518-462-0300. R.J. Kerrigan and Company, property and casualty insurance agent and broker since 1935, Troy, New York, 518-235-4303. The midday weather summary now with meteorologist Paul Caiano.
Good afternoon. Another unsettled, damp, and chilly afternoon throughout the Northeast as scattered showers from this morning continue into the afternoon hours. A low-pressure center situated along the eastern seaboard at the surface will continue to ride close to the coast, feeding the region with Atlantic moisture. At the same time, a cutoff low-pressure system in the mid-levels of the atmosphere over the Ohio Valley will meander around and toward us as we go through the next 24 hours. The combination of the two will keep the weather unsettled, mostly cloudy skies with scattered on-and-off light rain showers, and temperatures will be held back into the middle and upper 50s for afternoon highs today. Additional showers overnight tonight with areas of fog. Readings will be back in the lower 50s. The cutoff system will continue to meander around overhead for the day tomorrow. With more rain likely, high temperatures will be in the middle to upper 50s. The low pressure center will open up in the mid-levels of the atmosphere and latch on to the jet stream flow on Thursday. This will boot the system out of here. Still, those chances for showers will continue into Thursday morning before we have breaks of sunshine in the afternoon and a nice response temperature-wise with readings pushing back up into the lower 60s. A nice day on Friday to round out the work week. High pressure builds in with a mix of sun and clouds will be in the middle 60s before a cool front pushes through on Friday night, bringing us a little bit of cooler air for the upcoming weekend. Still, it will be dry for the three-day holiday weekend with mostly sunny skies on Saturday in the upper 50s, near 60 on Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds, and high pressure stays in control into Columbus Day, and high temperatures on Monday will be in the lower 60s. Taking a look at the weather across the country, an upper-level low will be parked over central California through tomorrow before finally moving off to the northeast Thursday. The system will produce scattered showers and thunderstorms from southern California northeastward through southern Montana and over the southern Rockies through tomorrow. Rainfall could be locally heavy around the mountains of northern and central Arizona, southern Utah, western Nevada, and eastern California, with some areas picking up between 1 to 3 inches of rainfall through tomorrow. The heavy rain could lead to flash flooding. Scattered showers are expected around the Smoky Mountains of eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina today. Moisture wrapping around an area of low pressure stalled in West Virginia will be the cause of the rain. Amounts today will be on the light side, though. A few showers are also possible in eastern Florida from around Daytona Beach southward through the Keys. Cool northeasterly winds blowing over the Gulf Stream will build the showers in the western Atlantic. Once formed, the showers will drift southwestward over eastern Florida before raining themselves out. The remainder of the south will have a typical October day with mostly sunny skies and mild to warm afternoon temperatures. And that stalled low over West Virginia will produce showers and rain in eastern Ohio and eastern Kentucky today as well. The steadiest and heaviest rain should fall in eastern Ohio, where a few areas could pick up a half inch or more. The rest of the Midwest and plains will be mostly sunny and dry. Back home for those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy, scattered showers, lower 60s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers and highs near 60, and in Buffalo cloudy, showers around with highs in the middle 50s. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Gila Bend, Arizona, to a low of 21 at Grayling, Michigan. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 91, set in 1941, and the record low, 26, in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:30 p.m., 11 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Adirondacks and all of Vermont, as well as the Southern Champlain Valley and Lake George, Saratoga area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with rain likely tonight, areas of fog and lows in the mid-40s. For interior southern New England and the lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the southern Catskills, cloudy and cool with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with rain likely tonight, areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and eastern Mohawk Valley, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and cool with showers today and highs in the middle 50s. Cloudy with rain likely tonight, areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Berkshires, cloudy and cool with scattered showers today and highs near 60. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more rain, especially in the morning, scattered afternoon showers, highs generally in the 50s. Morning showers Thursday, then increasing sun, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny to start the weekend on Saturday, high 50s. Around 60 on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and partly sunny on Columbus Day. And high temperatures on Monday will be in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.
Support for WAMC comes from Country Curtains at the Red Lion in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, offering ready-made window treatments for over 50 years, countrycurtains.com. The Berkshire Co-op Market, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, a community natural foods market specializing in organic, whole foods, and locally grown produce, berkshire.coop. 12:33, back to Pledge Central.
And a wonderful hand for the great Brian Shields.
Booyah!
Okay, guys, this is wonderful. The drive is going extremely well. Everybody, a drum roll, please. Drum roll. Mr. Raymond Graff, read out the honors.
In the drive up to now, $185,167.
As I say, it's going well, and this should really do a lot to put us over the top. I'm about to tell you something, folks, that we have never done here before. We may never do again.
We'll
but we are seeing how this goes. But here's what. WAMC today announces, hello, WAMC today announces a round trip bus trip on a Yankee Trails chartered bus to attend the Daily Show's Jon Stewart's Rally to Restore Sanity in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 30th. Now that's... The bus will leave the Yankee Trail Depot in Albany at midnight on October 30th. Stops are going to be made, probably, depending on who goes, in Catskill and Kingston in the Hudson Valley to pick people up. It'll arrive in Washington Metro Station at approximately 8 a.m. on Friday. Is that Friday?
Saturday.
No, Saturday. Saturday.
Saturday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Saturday. Yeah, the
30th.
You'll leave.
29, you get the train station before midnight on the 29th. Or the bus station.
The bus station, yeah. Well, by minutes. But
right.
You understand, you'll leave on Friday and you'll get there on Saturday. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just make sure I got this right. And you'll take a metro because the buses aren't allowed to go to the mall itself. Thank you for that. They're not allowed to go to the mall, and so you'll take a metro, which is very easy, clean. As you know, you're not allowed to eat or drink or sleep in the metro in Washington. And in fact, Doug Bongo Boy, Subway Fugitive Berman, told a story about how he escaped justice, having had a latte in the station,
right,
and was arrested and ran away. And that's why he can't go back to Washington anymore, ever. In any case, he's a wanted man. Okay, so you'll arrive in Washington Metro Station at approximately 8 a.m., take the metro to the rally site at the National Mall. The bus will depart at approximately 5:30 p.m. on October 30th, and the full itinerary ticket will be mailed post-fund drive. We only have 385 of these. That's what we have. 385 of them. The value, you're going to be paying $150. Let me just tell you, the 100 is for keeping your radio station alive, and the 50 is going to be for the bus trip. If you want to know what a deal that is, if you were taking Amtrak down there, the round trip fare would be $172. So we are talking about, and by the way, good luck, as our great friend Mitch Levin says, in getting on to the Amtrak. It will not be easy. And it'll be great because the camaraderie and everything else. I haven't done this for a long, long time. I remember going on to the peace marches in Washington, Washington, D.C., and the civil rights marches, and I sat next to one Kathy Boudin. That's right. It's my claim to fame in life, that is going to be a very interesting time for everybody. 385 seats only. It's for a single. Obviously, each person is $150.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to tell you a little bit this hour about why one might want to go to a march, the Daily Show's Jon Stewart Rally to Preserve Sanity in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 30th. I'll be there, by the way. And we'll be broadcasting live the day before on the roundtable from Washington. Let me just start by telling you that what you're hearing in America is scary. So let us play you just a little bit of why we need why we need to restore sanity in Washington, D.C. Okay, so we're going to go to cut one. You're going to be hearing Glenn Beck. No, that's right. And remember that Glenn Beck turned out a lot of people. And a lot of people are convinced that that is the only way. Politicians are trembling in their boots, thinking that Glenn Beck has them, you know, by the undies. You know, that this is really not a, this is really not a, you know, a thing that they can fight. So this rally is going to be very important depending on how many people show up. And that's why I'm going. That's why Roselle is going. We're going to play you just a little bit of Glenn Beck at his very best in cut one.
It is the greatest scam in history. I'm amazed, appalled, and highly offended by it. Global warming. It is a scam.
That's it?
That's all you got?
You wanted the second one, Alan.
Okay. So it's a scam, he says. Let's go to cut two.
Leaders come from every other country to get health care when they can't get the right kind of health care in their own country. We have presidents, we have prime ministers, we have speakers of the parliament in Australia that can't get the prostate treatments and have to come to this country to get it. A person, hang on, I want to make sure I understand. So a non-citizen can go over to a hospital and walk in and get emergency treatment. That never happens here.
I'm asking you a logical question.
I'm giving you a logical answer.
You don't have logic. After all, every time you people bring up costs, you don't care about the trillions of dollars to bail out the banks and all the credit card companies.
Kathy, get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
That's Glenn Beck. Thought you might want to hear that. Or how about Glenn Beck discussing the importance of God and family as he introduces Sarah Palin at his rally?
The secret of being able to stand the test of time is being able to have God and a good spouse by your side. Family is the secret. When I knew we wanted to honor our military, I didn't want to have a military person. I didn't want to have a member of Congress or someone running for anything. I wanted to have a dad or a mom. And that's why I picked up the phone and I called a mom. And she's speaking to you today as a mother of someone in the military. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Palin.
And then John Stewart and the great pinhead Bill O'Reilly talking together about Stewart's rally to restore sanity.
Now let's get onto your Halloween rally in Washington, D.C.
Are you even listening to me?
Do we have to dress up if we go to D.C.? Is it costumes? Or why are we going in the beginning? Why are we there?
The All folks right. that I see in my gigs that I go out to, right. real Americans, plumbers and such, they tell me that they don't feel represented by the extremities they see on things like Fox News and other things like that. They say the real voice of the people has been muted by the extremists, that the loudest voices are the ones that seem to carry the day. So what I'm hearing is they want to feel a catharsis that they're not alone, that they're also represented. So that's why we're doing it. We're trying to find that thin sliver of America between pinhead and patriot.
All right, so you
if we
and
could
Stevie
just find
Colbert,
that sweet spot,
you're
patriots,
gonna,
if you will.
You're going to get out there in D.C. Do you have a little permit yet? Did you get your permit?
I doubt it.
No,
doubt
you don't have a permit. You're just going to be there and get arrested? All right, so day
maybe.
Before Halloween, night before Halloween.
October 30th, right? 12 to 3, not at night. This is for people who have jobs and families. You know, the rallying cry is, we're here, but we're only here till 3. We have a sitter. So.
Okay, good.
And then Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck in discussed Jon Stewart's rally and insult the Daily Show viewers.
You and I wish we could go, but we can't. We're with the folks up in Connecticut. Well. So, you know. And Stewart, if you watch the interview on BillO'Reilly.com, which you absolutely should, unedited, I said that to him. I said, we can't go. Because he's going, you and Beck should go. And I said, nah, we can't go. We're with the folks again. He goes, no, the folks. Who are the folks? He doesn't know who the folks are.
He didn't know who the folks are.
No.
The folks, John, the folks are the normal people.
in America.
Yeah, and I said, those are the people who never watch your show.
Yeah,
never.
No, they don't. They don't. You know, they have jobs.
All right, Glenn Beck, everybody. There he is.
Thank you.
And so that's it. Now we know some of it is kidding around, some of it is shtick, but most of it is deadly serious. Most of it is the kind of thing in this country that will lead us back considerably towards the Dark Ages. Now, this is not a Republican or Democratic thing. Let me tell you right now. This is not a conservative thing or a liberal thing. This is WAMC saying, we got to restore some sanity here, and we will. And we will rent the buses, as many as it takes, in order to go there. So for all of you who think that this is a terribly important thing, who want to be part of this community and who want to have a good time, because that's what it'll be, this is a great opportunity. $150 a person gets you down there, gets you to the mall, and you turn around and you add to the numbers of Americans who really do demand sanity, who know there's something called global warming, who know that there is a, and whose kids are going to suffer from it, who knows that health care is an important ingredient in everybody's life, and is certainly not, because I think Kathy, who was on that show, was pointing out that if you go into an emergency room in England, you are treated, and you don't have to pay, even if you're an American, when you go over there. Now, folks, we thought this up, but I don't know if it's going to work. I hope it will. I hope everybody will join us, because I'll be there. Everybody will join us in Washington and sign up to restore some sanity in this country. So far, there is not a single phone ringing, right? Not one. Not a single phone ringing. Now, my hope is that everybody will get on the horn and say, this is a part of what we want for our children, for our country in America. 1-800-323-9262. It's not inappropriately on Alternative Radio Day. It is a time when we think that people will want to sign up and go under the great flag of WAMC down to Washington. But if you don't, then you don't. If you do, and we hope you do, you'll sign up right now. The phones are, we have 16 wonderful volunteers. They're all sitting here. They're all expecting your calls. They all understand what this is about. They can explain it. 1-800-323-9262. I think we can bring, if politicians know, the question is, how much sanity can we bring to Washington? The answer is, we can bring a lot if people demand it of their legislators and of their congressmen. And if people say, this is where your future lies, bringing sanity here. If they think that their future is bringing insanity to the country, then believe me, based on their own interests, that's what we'll get, insanity. We'll get more nuclear weapons. Can you imagine that they are rearming the United States and saying, we need more nuclear weapons now, and we haven't got an enemy? They're trying to make up an enemy. The enemy, the new enemy is China. Well, I got news for you. China, they say we have to have two more submarines because they built two more submarines. China owns the paper of the United States. And the fact of the matter is that this country will get crazier and crazier and crazier if those people, the Glenn Becks who own all of and their people who own all of the radio stations and everything else, will be there. Well, look, folks, this is it. I'm going. Joe's going. Roselle's going. This is a moment when, you know, the talk gets cheap. Either we do it or we don't do it. And let me tell you, if there's 10,000 people there as opposed to 10 million people, Glenn Beck will hold his angry arms up and say, they haven't got anybody. You see, they haven't got anybody. So now's a time when we all have to decide whether we're going or not. You know what? $300 is a cheap price to pay if you think for keeping this country in balance. It is not a Republican thing. It is not a Democratic thing. Believe me, there are going to be a lot of Republicans going on this, too. 1-800-323-9262. It is to restore sanity. And the good question that came from our wonderful volunteer was, what do you think? What is it? Do you think we can restore sanity? Well, we can sure try. And for those societies which haven't tried, when the great push was on to elect an insane person, a lot of people look back on that time and said, our biggest mistake was not doing anything then. So now the question is, do you want in or don't you? 1-800-323-9262. Or we can just continue to listen to alternative radio, 1-800-323-9262, and feel oppressed. Now's the time when people either are going to do it or they're not going to do it. And really, it comes down to individuals. I shouldn't be even saying all of this because, frankly, it's on everybody. And we're all smart. We all understand what this is about. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Every phone in this place ought to be going off. Ray, maybe you can explain it better than I have.
Yes. What we have is a round-trip bus trip on Yankee Trails, a chartered bus to attend the Daily Show, Jon Stewart's Rally to Restore Sanity in Washington, D.C. The rally is on Saturday, October 30th. The bus will leave on October 29th/30th, midnight, basically. Yeah. And you'll get there at around 8 a.m. or so, and you'll depart heading home at 5:30 on the 30th. It's an afternoon event, and we would love you to be on the WAMC convoy of buses down to this event.
That's it. And we'll be stopping not only in Albany, but in Kingston and Catskill on the way down.
Exactly, and it's a $150 pledge.
Yeah, 50 of that is going to pay for the bus, and the 100 is going to pay for WAMC to continue.
Right.
1-800-323-9262. We thought it was something that you would want, and we need to hear from you, and if you want it, we want to know. Okay, so that's it. That's the best we can do. I believe in this. As I say, I'll be there. Joe will be there. Sarah will be there. Roselle will be there. We're all going down because it's going to be quite a day. And it is a march to restore sanity. I just want you to listen once again to Glenn Beck, 1-800-323-9262, and what he has to say. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, Diana and Albert Wellington of Lee, Massachusetts. She's missing alternative radio. Do Alan to get the Little Shop of Horrors. And she and her husband are going.
Going to the rally.
Mary Folsom of Rensselaer, New York. The pledged amount is less than it would cost to drive to the rally alone. It's true. And in fact, if you took the Amtrak, it would be $172 round trip. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, and good luck getting on to it. Mary Folsom, thank you for that. And Anonymous from Beckett, Massachusetts, loves the station. 1-800-323-9262. Ray, say something.
1-800-323-9262 for a limited time. We have bus trips, round trip on Yankee Trails to attend Jon Stewart's Rally to Restore Sanity in Washington, D.C. The rally is on Saturday, October 30th. The bus will leave at Yankee Trail Depot in Albany at midnight on October 30th, so you get there sometime late on the 29th. That's a Friday night. You'll return on Saturday at 5:30 p.m., and should be quite a time. Well, $150 pledge.
1-800-323-9262. Now, people are beginning to get it. It takes a little bit of discussion. It takes a little bit of thinking. But the fact of the matter is every phone ought to be ringing now. Because this is a time for action. This is a time to present yourself on the mall, the great Washington Mall. And Leona Price once sang the battle hymn of the Republic. Hello in there. Leontine Price once sang the battle hymn of the Republic as everybody gathered in Washington. 1-800-323-9262. And I know we can do it. You know, one of the things that has always ticked me off, Ray, is the idea that that some people think that they can appropriate the American flag for themselves, that they can appropriate the very things that America stood for, which is sanity, which is balance, 1-800-323, and own it themselves. You know, I make a point of flying an American flag from the front of my house because I think that we all own that flag and that the best values of America are served when we preserve a democracy, when we don't let the crazies take over. Tom Lynn of Corinth, New York, we really need civility in government, dedicated to the Bronx firemen of engine number 5, is going to the rally to restore sanity. 1-800-323...
So Tom is on the bus.
Okay, 1-800-323-9262. A lot of phones in use now. Come on, folks, get on that bus. Come on, little children, get on that bus.
Bus trips can be fun.
Oh, they can.
Friends and comrades on the bus, it's a good time.
I remember going down to Washington with Kathy Boudin.
1-800-323... Yeah, you mentioned her.
Yeah, you know who she is?
No.
You don't know who Kathy Boudin is?
No.
Oh, okay. 1-800-323-9. She was apprehended and did some serious jail time for some terrible stuff.
What stuff was that?
It was I don't know. Was it a mall somewhere, something like that?
Coming back. Coming back to me.
Barbara from Saugerties called from Babs and Saugerties. Let's all go to the show and find out what this is all about. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. It's all good. It's all good. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, again, what's happening here is it's the March for Sanity. $150, right?
It's the rally to restore sanity,
right?
John Stewart's thing.
That's right. 1-800-323-9262. We're all getting on that bus and going down to Washington. And the day before, Joe and Sarah and I will be doing the round, and the crew will be doing the round table from there. The next day, we'll meet you all there. 1-800-323-9262. And the great WAMC banner will be raised once again in the March for Sanity in Washington, D.C. The rally to restore sanity, it's, as you know, it's Jon Stewart, it's Stephen Colbert. 1-800-323-9262.
You ever watch Colbert?
Yes.
Funny guy.
Usually not up that late. John Weiss of Hopewell Junction, New York, is going to the rally to restore sanity. And Jeffrey Britton of Latham, New York, is with a special person going to the march to restore sanity. 1-800-323-9262.
Colbert. March to keep fear alive.
Yes.
The dual rallies.
That's right, Joe. And
dual rallies.
There's a second rally, and it's John and Stephen Colbert's. As you know, he pretends he's a crazy.
Yep.
It's the march to keep fear alive, he says.
That's the anti-John Stewart.
1-800-323-9262.
And it's a $150 pledge. You can get on the bus that WAMC has chartered with Yankee Trails. We'll take you down to D.C. We'll take you home. In between, you go to the rally.
1-800-323-9262. Now, folks, there are limited seats here. 1-800-323-9262. We can add on a few buses, but that's it. Anonymous from Ackworth, New York, and Philip Riccardi Jr. and Mara Murphy of Berlin, New York. We like the news, and Joe and Sarah, almost all the programming. And 1-800-323-9262. And Carl Boggs of Hopewell Junction, New York. Keep up the good works on the bus.
All right.
1-800-323-9262. Everybody get on the bus. Come on, little children. Let's go. 1-800-323-9262. Well, WAMC is always trying to do something a little bit different, and we think that this is right. Let's just listen to a little bit more of Leontine Price. I love this rendition. Take it back, folks. Ray Spiegel of West Hurley, New York, longtime supporter, loves Alan, could not live without WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, and thank you to Harry Tabor of Albany, New York. WAMC is an essential part of living in this area. Everything is amazing. You guys are doing a great job. 1-800-323-9262. And this whole thing right now will be over in 42 minutes. Is that right? No. 2 o'clock. Right?
Okay.
2 o'clock.
Yeah. 1 hour and 2 minutes from Mark.
Right. 1-800-323-9262. And Sarah and Peter Sweeney of Tivoli, New York, getting on the bus. Direction the counting is going is in the country is going in is insane. It's true. Thank you, Sarah and Peter Sweeney. You're on the bus. 1-800, reserve your seats now. 1-800-323-9262. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be just amazing. We're going to play you just a little bit, in just a little tiny cut in which Glenn Beck, in his greatest eminence, is saying that global warming is a scam. It's just 8 seconds. Play it now.
It is the greatest scam in history. I'm amazed, appalled, and highly offended by it. Global warming. It is a scam.
And then let's go to the second cut that we have here, which is Beck screaming at a caller on his radio show about health care reform.
Leaders come from every other country to get health care when they can't get the right kind of health care in their own country. We have presidents, we have prime ministers, we have speakers of the parliament in Australia that can't get the prostate treatments and have to come to this country to get it. A person, hang on, I want to make sure I understand. So a non-citizen can go over to a hospital and walk in and get emergency treatment. That never happens here.
I'm asking you a logical question.
I'm giving you a logical answer.
You don't have logic. After all, every time you people bring up costs, you don't care about the trillions of dollars to bail out the banks and all the credit card companies.
Kathy, get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Does that voice, does that tone of voice remind you of anything else in history? Does it? 1-800-323-9260. What was that that Joe was just showing you?
He was showing me some of the details of what you can bring. Like, for instance, you can bring signs and what things you can't bring. And he's going to print that out so
okay.
we have some information on the rally
itself.
Got you.
So when you heard Glenn Beck just then doing his thing on the radio, does that remind you of anybody else? Does it? 1-800-323-9262. Okay, and Claire Keith of Woodstock, New York. Alan, you are still saving the Republic. Thank you, Claire, and you too. And you're going on the bus. 1-800-323-9262. This is amazing. Look, folks, it'll be fun. We'll sing songs. I've got sixpence, jolly, jolly sixpence. 1-800-323-9262. And now comes a moment when we all have to decide whether it's talk or whether it's walk. 1-800-323-9262. It'll be fun. It'll be great. We'll be there. Joe will be there. Sarah LaDuke will be there. I'll be there. Roselle will be there. And it will be someday. 1-800-323-9262. We're going to Washington, folks, and we're going for the Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert rally to restore sanity in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 30th. The bus takes off 12 o'clock the night before.
Correct.
Sorry, Murray, you can't go. Murray cannot go. 1-800-323-9262. Yes. Are you sneezing, Murray?
He is.
He's sneezing. Murray's sneezing.
Allergies.
Yeah, Murray's got the allergies. 1-800-323-9262. Whoa. What happened, Mar? 1-800-323-9262. Okay. So we'll play you a little bit more of Glenn Beck. As he introduces Sarah Palin at the rally.
The secret of being able to stand the test of time is being able to have God and a good spouse by your side. Family is the secret. When I knew we wanted to honor our military, I didn't want to have a military person. I didn't want to have a member of Congress or someone running for anything. I wanted to have a dad or a mom. And that's why I picked up the phone and I called a mom. And she's speaking to you today as a mother of someone in the military. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Palin.
1-800-323-9262. Now, here's what's scary. He was able to bring out hundreds of thousands of people for his rally. If the people who have a march to sanity, 1-800-323-9262, can't do it, then I'm afraid this country is doomed. I am. It'll be fun. Dr. Catherine Seeley Fields, who's always been there for us, says pledges 2/3 for alternative radio, 1/3 to repair the antenna. And then says, we need alternative radio because we need to hear different opinions and actions instead of what is just being fed to us. And Alan does these things, and I appreciate that so much. And his backup at WMC is superb. It takes everybody to make the station work. Amen, Catherine. And you are so right about that. And going on the march with us is James Williams and Susan Williams of Charlemont, Massachusetts. Seg two bus tickets and a dollar towards the antenna. 1-800-323-9262. And Leitha Farrell and Robert Farrell of Esperance, New York, going on the bus. Rally to restore sanity. Going on the bus. Thank you, Leitha and Robert. We'll see you in Washington. 1-800-323-9262. And going on the bus, Laurel Sturma of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, loves everything, is going on the bus. 1-800-323. They're all doing it now. Rebecca and Walter Smith of Ballston Spa, thanks for the station. And Rebecca and Walter, they're going on the bus. 1-800-323-9262. So now, Anonymous from Saratoga Springs, loves Roundtable, loves the station. Katie Woodhouse and Benny Meigs of Sheffield, Massachusetts, thank you for all you do for us. Thank you to Connie Peterson of Leverett, Massachusetts. Loves everything, especially Congressional Corner, all political shows Alan does in the opera. Also, the Roundtable. Anonymous from Albany, New York. Bob Lusk of Saugerties, New York. Going on the bus. I'm bringing my banjo, said Bob. Good for you, Bob. 1-800-323-9262. That's great. 1-800-323-9262. I know you'll be playing all those songs that we played on those civil rights marches as we marched down there. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Caller said she will not pledge. Says Alan has no right to make fun of Glenn Beck. If there's one thing I'm not doing, folks, it's making fun of this guy. I think he's one dangerous dude. 1-800-323-9262. Alan is destroying America. Anonymous. 1-800-323. Alan is destroying America. Whew. James Donahue of Cobleskill, New York. Looking forward to the bus ride. Going on the bus. Thank you, James. Richard Dennison of Hopewell Junction. 1-800-323-9262. Now, this does not have a sticker on it. It's, I don't know. 1-800. He's going? Whoa.
Hold the phone here.
Whoa.
Sticker.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Richard's on the bus.
Okay, listen, volunteers, when you got somebody who wants to go on the bus, make sure they put the sticker right on it, right before your eyes, because you're the ombudsman, the representative of the people who are calling in against the fierce bureaucracy here at WAMC.
And you and Joe and Sarah will be doing a live roundtable the day before, Friday.
Yes, that's right. And we will. And
you know who's going to be on?
No, but a lot of people. Joe will be in shortly to tell us who will be on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
He's got a lot of people lined up. I know. It's going to be fabulous. 1-800-323-9262. It's going to be fabulous. Okay, and okay, here we go.
Here we go.
All right,
the bus.
He's on the bus. They're all going on the bus now.
They're all doing it now.
Eileen and Nathan and Audrey... Godry of Niskayuna, New York. I really want to go on this march. Second pledge today. Rally to restore sanity. That's great. And Roger and Susan Gies of Red Hook, New York. Thank God for WMC. They're going on the bus. Roger and Susan Gies are going on the bus.
That's great.
Is going to be incredible fun.
I didn't really think I'd have to mention it, but there are, what, few hundred tops seats. We have seven buses.
That's right. There are a few hundred. We don't even have seven buses. We have a couple, and we may have to add some, but we will if we have to.
Get the call in now.
No question, Ray, and you make a good point. And this is the rally to restore sanity, and also the counter rally right there by Stephen Colbert, the march to keep fear alive.
He's a funny man.
1-800-323-9262. See, what's so funny about this is the march to keep fear alive by Colbert and the Rally to Restore Sanity by Jon Stewart, you see, that shows what kind of balance we have here. 1-800-323-9262. We've already filled one bus, folks. Hey, one bus is filled.
Looks like we got us a convoy.
That's fabulous.
That's a big 10-4.
Let's work on bus 2. 1-800-3. That's great. Bus 1 is filled. Bus 2, and we have, as Ray just let the cat out of the bag, the most we can do is bus 7.
Right.
1-800-323-9262. But this speaks well of the WAMC crowd. 1-800-323-9262. And by the way, you can be a Republican or a Democrat. You can be small, or you can be tall. You can be thin, or you can be fat. 1-800-323-9262. We want you all on that bus. 1-800-323-9262. This is going to be quite an event. This is going to be the thing that people talk about for years and years later. Really. I mean, I remember those civil rights marches and those peace marches that I used to go on. They loom large in my mind. Large in my mind. 1-800-323-9262. And Larry Miller of Voorheesville, I'm all for restoring the sanity. And he's going to the rally to restore sanity. And Robert and Bob Clark of Alacia, New York, is going on the rally to restore sanity. This is fabulous.
Yeah, it is.
And Christine Kerr of Middletown, New York, is loves the station, is going on the rally to restore sanity.
Get on the bus.
Get on the bus. We can turn out as many as those people there can. Somebody called up and said that I had made fun of Glenn Beck. No, I would never make fun of him. I'll tell you right now, he's a dangerous man. 1-800-323-9262. And by the way, I almost never read non-pledges.
Right.
But this was so crazy, I had to read it. In fact, this person should go on the march just to be on with Stephen Colbert. And his wonderful thought about bringing fear to America.
Keep fear alive.
Keep
That's
fear
right.
alive. Yeah. 1-800-323-9262. And Michael Tobias of Kingston, New York, one of the few sane voices left on the air. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Now, what do you get, Ray?
Well, this is it's quite an amazing event we have going here. It is John Stewart's Rally to Restore Sanity in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 30th. We have WAMC chartered buses on Yankee Trails, round-trip bus trip, $150 pledge. You'll leave on midnight the 30th, really the night of the 29th. You'll arrive in D.C. 8 a.m. on the 30th. You go to the rally. We'll take you home. It's camaraderie with your WAMC
colleagues,
friends, and family. And you guys have a remote the day before.
Yeah.
You'll be there.
I'll be there. Oh, I'll be there. I'll be joining you down there at the mall. 1-800-323-9262. And they're all doing it now. We're hearing from an awful lot of people who want to be on those buses. And we're all going together. There's nothing like being in a crowd, a like-minded crowd,
yeah,
who want to preserve sanity in America. 1-800-323-9262.
I have a feeling there'll be a lot of laughs on that bus.
Oh, yeah.
On the way down.
Oh, yeah. There will be.
Good times.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. And singing and whatnot.
Bring the family, bring the wife, guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because those Mets are really socking the ball.
Not so much this year.
They're hitting the home runs over the wall.
Not so much this year.
East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the METSS of New York town. You know what I read in the paper yesterday?
What is that?
That when they fired their manager and their general manager,
yeah,
one of the things that they were talking about, it was the Wilpon family.
Yeah, the Wilpons.
Yeah, the Wilpon family. One of the things that they were talking about was bringing in, because Citi Field is so big, it's,
yeah,
tough to hit home runs there. So they were talking about bringing in the stands.
I hope they don't do that.
Why is that?
Because it is what it is. It's a pitcher's park, and you let it go.
Okay.
If you can muscle up, you can hit the ball out.
Okay. And how do you muscle up?
You just practice hard, and you have a good eye, and you swing properly.
You take drugs?
No, you do not, sir.
Okay.
That is cheating.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262, and we're all doing it now.
We're on,
Ray,
the bus.
We're on the bus. We're taking the bus to Washington. And Ray Graff, let me explain what this is once again. There are two counter rallies going on. We're going to be at both of them. The rally to restore sanity, and it is John Stewart's rally. Glenn Beck could bring out a lot of people, so it's going to be very important to get as many people out there as we possibly can. And dig this, share on Reddit, share on StumbleUpon, buzz it, copy link. America, the greatest, that's what they say on their thing. The greatest country ever gave man was built on three bedrock principles: freedom, liberty, and fear. That somebody would might take our freedom and liberty. But now there are dark, optimistic forces trying to take away our fear. Forces with salt and pepper hair and way more optimistic and way more Emmys than they need. They want to replace our fear with reason. But never forget, reason is just one letter away from treason. Coincidence? Reasonable people would say it is, but America can't afford to take the chance. So, join the Reverend Dr. Stephen Colbert, DFA, on the October 30th for the March to Keep Fair Alive, trademark, in Washington, D.C. Pack an overnight bag with five extra sets of underwear. You're going to need them. Because to restore truthfulness, we must always shh. What's that sound? I think there's somebody behind you. Run. Watch Stephen give marching orders on the Colbert Report. Keep checking up for updates and march information. Download the official Keep Fear Alive logo. And that's Stephen Colbert's.
He's a funny dude.
That's right. And that's the March to Keep Fear Alive. And then there's John Stewart's march, Rally to Restore Sanity,
right.
The other side. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Careful, there's some bad language there.
Oh, is that right?
Just make sure.
Who among us has not wanted to open their window and shout that out from the top of their lungs? Seriously, who? Because we're looking for those people. We're looking for those people who think shouting is annoying, counterproductive, and terrible for your throat. Who feel the loudest voices shouldn't be the only ones that get heard, and who believe that the only time it's appropriate to draw a Hitler mustache on someone is when that person is actually Hitler or Charlie Chaplin in certain roles. Are you one of those people? Excellent. Then we'd like you to join us in Washington, D.C. on October 30th, a date of no significance whatsoever, at the Daily Show's Rally to Restore Sanity. Ours is a rally for the people who have been too busy to go to rallies, but who actually have lives and families and jobs and who are looking for jobs, not so much for the silent majority as the busy majority. If we had to sum up the political view of our participants in a single sentence, we couldn't. That's sort of the point. Think of our event as Woodstock, but with the nudity and drugs replaced by respectful disagreement. The Million Man March, only a lot smaller, and a bit of less of Sausage Fest, or the Gathering of the Juggalos. But instead of throwing our...
Careful.
We're not allowed to...
Well, you can say that. Go ahead.
Instead of throwing our feces at tequila, we'll be actively not throwing our feces at tequila. Join us in the shadow of the Washington Monument. And bring your indoor voice, or don't. If you'd rather stay home, go to work, or drive your kids to soccer practice. Actually, please come anyway. Ask the sitter if she can stay a few extra hours, just this once. We'll make it worth your while. Watch John's Call to Reasonableness at The Daily Show. Keep checking back for updates and rally information. Download the official Rally to Restore Sanity logo. 1-800-323-9262, and a very special thank you to Carolyn and Dean Forsman of South Egremont. They're going. Good. Robert and Joe Ellen Hooper of Saugerties, New York. Keep up the great work. The fund drive survives even in a bad economy. Anonymous from Petersburg, where everybody goes through the pass, loves radio station. So glad it's here. Sid Bloom of SUNY Cobleskill, New York. I am playing this for all the women in my family, especially my daughter Allie is going to the Rally to Restore Sanity. I'm doing this, I guess.
All right.
Kate and Brian Elder of
Sella. Looks like Sella. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. No idea. Kleber Terrace?
Charles O'Brien. What is this? It says here, where does this person live? Kate and Brian Elder of, and it says C-L-E-L, Cella...
Clell?
Cella Breakers? Okay, that's all right. Thanks, Charles. Kate and Brian Elder, they're going.
They're
with us.
On the bus.
Elise and David Smith in Niskayuna, New York. Don't make fun of Beck, but give him enough rope to hang himself or to hang us. 1-800-323-9262. Elise and David are on the bus going down to Washington. That's great. Bob and Yoko Bozewinkle of Pleasant Valley. Great initiative. Everyone has to show them the voice of the majority. Alan's great. Robert Wessner of Cobleskill, New York. I want to go on the bus. WMC Democracy in Action.
You're on the bus.
Anonymous from Greenwich, New York. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, now we're making some hay here, but not enough. You know, if this is going to work, Because the worst thing that could happen is that Beck and Steve Colbert show up and nobody else shows up, or very few people show up. This has got to be a massive outpouring and sometimes a little inconvenience. It's worth it. 1-800-323-926. And by the way, Washington is great. That's a great place to go. You could go to the museum. You could spend some time at your national museums right there on the mall. 1-800-323-9262. It's great. It's a great place to be. You know, bring your kiddies and bring your wife.
Right.
You're guaranteed to have the time of your life. 1-800-323-9262. Ray?
It's going to be quite something. Now, the bus will leave Yankee Trail Depot in Albany at midnight October 30th. That's the night of the 29th.
Yeah.
Stops can be made in Catskill and Kingston. It'll arrive at Washington Metro Station approximately 8 a.m. on the 30th. You'll take the Metro to the rally site at the National Mall.
Just being on the Metro in Washington is worth it.
It's clean.
It's clean. It's nice. Compared to New York, it's sensational.
Compared to our bus stop out front, it's sensational.
Well, our bus stop is now getting a little cleaner.
It is.
Yeah.
At the moment.
This great mausoleum of a bus stop we have.
It's the Bus Mahal.
Yeah.
And the bus will depart back for New York at approximately 5:30 from Washington. So you'll be there. You'll see the rallies. And you'll be on the bus.
Joe, everybody wants to know what the what will be on, who you'll have on the show that day.
On Friday.
Right. Yeah. I know. Everyone wants to know that.
Do you know?
They do.
No.
You don't. He doesn't know, folks.
I can tell you two things. First of all, just yesterday we've secured a studio that we're going to be doing the broadcast from.
American University?
American University, WAMU.
Good. One of my alma mater.
Hmm.
I think it had a lot to do with us getting this location.
Really?
Yes.
Does that mean those two guys in suits who used to come here looking for money are going to come back again?
You betcha. Yeah.
Probably. Sure.
Well, okay.
Hey. So this is what I can tell you. We're going to try to do the show as much normal as possible.
Okay.
So we're going to have a congressional corner, and we'll have one of our representatives from up here down there.
Yeah, yeah.
We have letters out.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have a journalist join us for our editor segment, who I believe will be David Hawkins of the CQ.
CQ, wonderful man.
We're excited about that. Washington Post syndicated columnist Dana Milbank will be joining us. He has written a new book called Tears of a Clown about Glenn Beck. And so he'll be with us, and Washington Post columnist, and he's great. We're going to talk to, I believe, Ron Chernow, who is a historian who will tell us about the history of Washington, D.C. And there's some other stuff. I'm 90% sure. I don't know whether I should tell him about.
Well, go ahead. You disclaimer. We're not.
Yeah, okay. These guests are invited.
Right. Invited.
But we have not heard. But we think Tom Paxton will be there.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that
Tom
great?
Tom Paxton knows me because he stayed in my house.
Yeah. Very well, nice. So there you go. Yeah, so yeah. We're waiting on that, and we think that'll happen, and it should be a hell of a show.
Yeah, it should be really great. And the other thing, Joe, is I like this invited stuff.
Yes.
So if you send an invitation to Barack Obama.
Right.
Could
say, well, actually, we did.
Invited.
We did.
Invited Barack Obama. Yeah. Go ahead.
We did.
Hey.
Who knows? We could give it a shot.
He might show up.
Give it a shot. We invited Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, too. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
They might be busy.
Yeah, they may be busy. We may get one of their writers, though.
Yeah.
This is a terrible story. I once met one of Jon Stewart's writers. At somebody's house.
Yes.
And I got into a seriously embarrassing situation.
Uh-oh.
Because a guy that I once knew and gave
him... Your show on every day?
Once,
that's why they call it the Daily Show.
No. I knew what that was.
Oh, okay.
I knew what that was. Unfortunately, I had known this guy back in the day, and I'd given him a bad nickname. And
can you say it?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'd give him back at Camp Bronx house. I'd give him a bad name.
Oh, God.
And when Roselle was on the couch talking to this wonderful lady, very lovely lady, she turned around to me and said, Alan, don't you know somebody named Claude? And then she used the thing that that I had with him. And I said, nobody knows that nickname. Why did you say that? Well, it turns out that this woman who wrote for The Daily Show is his first cousin. Oh, no, his niece.
Oh, his niece.
His niece.
His niece.
And we blew it. This was not good. So that's my only tangential story to the Daily
Show.
She was a writer.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll really work out and probably help us with the writing room, too.
Yeah, sure.
But I hope...
So you know Claude. You know, that other name.
You know,
and with a little luck, if you promise...
Yeah, Claude's a great guitar player. Maybe we could get him.
Yeah, and I want you to tell that story when we're down in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
When we're on the bus, you can tell that story.
And you don't have to edit if you're on the bus.
Yeah, it won't be here on the air.
Right.
By the way, I could get away with saying it, but it would be cruel, and it would not be nice.
No.
So I'm not saying it. I mean, I could say the name.
That's your mantra.
That would tarnish your image, nice guy image.
We don't want to... No. We want to restore sanity, after all. We don't want to keep fear alive.
Right.
That's what's so great about this. The idea that the second thing would be keep fear alive. You know, Stephen Colbert would be having this so-called rally. But, of course, that's his whole shtick.
It's a great shtick.
He plays the evil ones and, you know, transforms himself into sort of a jerk. But he's always sticking them while he's doing it. That's the beauty of Stephen Colbert.
He may have been over the top in Congress the other day.
Oh, yeah, they got mad at him, didn't they?
Yeah, he was a little over the top.
He testified before Congress. He got up there, and he acted as if he was some arch-conservative being a jerk.
Right.
And then he got you know, really beat up on by everybody in Congress who thought, both sides, he was making fun of them, which, of course, he was.
But isn't that great? It was fabulous.
High
art. Yeah, it's
fabulous.
Fantastic.
Didn't he also get into trouble?
At the National Correspondents' Dinner.
And he went over the top there,
too. Oh, yes, he did.
Do you remember some of the things you could say?
I don't remember. Yeah. I could probably find some of it on YouTube, but there was a great... I just remember John Stewart again saying something that we can't say on the air, but commenting about what it would take to do that in front of... the President of the United States. Because that was, I believe, Bush years.
Yeah. It was in the Quijones area,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
somewhere in that region.
Yeah, somewhere. And it took something to do.
United States of that region.
Yeah. Thanks to Joe Doolittle of Scotia, New York. Many thanks and such good cheer. I'm watching the water cascading over the Cohoes Falls. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And Tom Fay and Karen Burns of Goshen, New York. From one end of the radio dial to the other, WNC is the only sane station, a beacon of intelligence and fairness. See you in Washington, D.C. Now, that doesn't have...
No, they're going on their own.
They are?
Yep.
You sure of that?
I confirmed that. Jeez.
Okay. Catherine O'Neill of Erie, Pennsylvania. Heard about it in her car. It's a great cause. We'll come to Albany from Erie. We'll come from to
Erie,
Albany.
Pennsylvania?
Erie, Pennsylvania. That's what it says.
Wow.
Looking
seems like you can hitchhike. We can pick you up.
Looking forward to other concerned citizens. That's great. And going to the march. And Kathleen Braco of Queensbury, New York, too, are going, looking forward to the rally. And Robert Hooper to Alan, I have donated $300 for tickets. My hat's off. I wasn't sure if I could donate $100 to get me to... Oh, I see, to the 300.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
1-800-323-9262.
Oh, I see. Okay. Gotcha.
It's what we call a lobster.
Now, we got a convoy working here, so I can say that's a big 10-4.
Big 10-4.
That's trucker talk.
Do they do that anymore?
Yeah.
Do they do it anymore?
Hey, roger that, good buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you know, there was a while there that everybody did it, then everybody got cell phones, and then that was the end of that.
Oh, if you turn on the old CB radio near a throughway, you're going to hear lots of
profanity. Well, yeah, you can hear it, but will they talk to regular people from the trucks?
Well,
there was a point there that they considered...
what's regular people?
You know, people
not... People drive cars.
I think that's what he's saying. Four-wheelers.
Yeah,
four-wheelers. See, there was a point there that I once got into a big fight with a guy on my CB. Did you know that my handle, when I had a CB, was spark plug?
Well, all right.
And you know,
come on
that,
back, spark plug.
And you know that at New Pulse, that's all anybody ever called me, Sparky.
Now, I never know. Tell me if this is wrong.
Yeah. Right.
Now, having spent many an hour in your office, is the reason for that because that's on the side of the spark plug it says AC?
That's right.
Ah.
Started with AC spark plug. That was the brand.
Interesting.
And everybody called me Sparky. And when I retired at New Pulse, when I got out of New Pulse, after a lot of years, they gave me a mounted spark plug. with my handle on it.
They really went overboard.
And it's in my office. And volunteers, if you want to stop by the office and see it, you're more than welcome to do that. We'll even take a picture of you. We'll even take a picture of you standing next to the spark plug. 1-800.
Can we call you Sparky around the office?
Yeah, sure.
Sparky.
Sure.
All right. Scamp.
Well, even though I'm Catholic, I can't genuflect for this long. So I have
to get up. Hey, well done, Joe. Well done.
And by the way, Joe, anytime you want to pull up a chair, that's okay too. Kathleen Coogan of Millbrook, New York. Could not live without WAMC, and there she goes. That's terrific. Melissa Thompson of Kingston, New York. Thank you, Melissa. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, I should point out, by the way, we can keep track.
I am, sir.
So that's out of what, 20?
Out of 20.
Okay. 1-800-323-9262. Now, our job to keep this fund drive going is to have made $20,000 in this hour. And we have now made 8,000, although a lot of that is going towards the march to Washington, as well as to the antenna. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do now is to make between now and then. Oh yes, okay. We need 123 people who think that this station, whether you're going to Washington or not, is worth it, is worth having. And you know what? Alternative radio itself is a dubious proposition. You may not believe that, but it is. I have it on there because I really believe that alternative voices are important, even if I can't stand what they're saying. And believe me, there are many weeks I cannot stand what's on alternative radio. I just can't stand it. I think some of it is, you know, nonsense. The other thing is, he's getting lazier and lazier. If you notice at the end, he has less and less at the end, so we have to play music for about 5 minutes.
Drives me nuts.
There. And to sort of fill in. And by the way, not many radio stations play alternative radio.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very few. And we do, because we believe that people have a right to hear alternative voices for the same reason that WAMC alone continually interviews people like Howie Hawkins and other people who are running for political office, for governor, on the Green Party, on the this party, because we believe that people aren't stupid, that they should hear for themselves what is going on. Now here we are at 1:30 in the afternoon. We would ordinarily be halfway through alternative radio. Frankly, I think we got one call saying that people valued alternative radio. One call. Now, all I'm asking for now is 123 people who think that 52 weeks of alternative radio is worth $100. If you want to go on the march, great, we'll sign you up. But right now, the very future of alternative radio is at stake. If you want to hear it, fine. But if you don't want to hear it, just don't call and see what happens. Ask the people on, what do you know? Ask them on, what do you know, what happened? Nobody called? That was the end of it. Ask the late Professor Roland Nadeau on a note to you whether we ripped that program right off the air. We did. And it's up to you. If you want it, you want it. If you don't, you don't. Volunteers, it's in the middle of alternative radio. Is anybody calling to support alternative radio now? No. The answer is no. Volunteers. I said, volunteers, let's get with the program. I said, is anybody calling in favor of alternative radio now?
No.
Okay, we got one teensy tiny little call. That's two in this whole time. Okay, now you know I don't fool around on this stuff. You know I mean it. You know I'm a man of my word. If we can't have on 20 stations 123 people, that's 6 per station, then we're ripping it off the air. It's that simple. Not because I don't believe in it. I'm the one who put it there in the first place. But the fact of the matter is, if there is no appetite for it, if everybody says, the only thing they can do is do this or do that and the same old stuff all the time, well, then you don't call. That's it. Is just this program, forget about everything else you get on WAMC, is just this program worth it? Right now, no phones are ringing. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Do it now. and save the program. It's that simple. It's not my view. It's yours. 1-800-323-9262. Oh, you awful man, you right-winger, you took off alternative radio. No, there's no support for it. Listen, 1-800-323-9262. Listen, there's no support for it. You know, these volunteers, they're talking to each other, they're eating, they're knitting. Knitting, don't drop that stitch. 1-800-323-9262. You got a pearl and all that? 1-800-323-9262. So, do you believe in this or don't you believe in it? Do you want it or don't you want it? I mean, this is where El Rubber hits El Roto.
Right,
I am, sir.
Chief.
Chief. 1-800-323-9262.
Sparky.
1-800-323-9262. The spark plug strikes
right
back. 1-800-3... Okay, right now, a couple of tingles here and there, but nobody's really... And, you know, you can do it at WAMC.org, and
yep,
you can say all you want. Oh, you terrible man, you this and that. Hey, put up or shut up. 1-800-32... It's that simple.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. If we can't have 123 calls in the next half an hour, something is terribly wrong. You know, everybody's, oh, well, it's great they have alternative radio. And, you know, just because you're progressive doesn't mean that you're poor. There's
correct
some very progressive people who have some money and who are intelligent. They went to college. They learned things. What is that stuff you're drinking?
This is the energy drink.
Yeah, but you know better than to eat drink that.
It's for the vitamin B.
No, yeah, the vitamin D. You think the vitamin B counters smoking? Do you?
You know what? I'm going to do a special on vitamin B.
1-800-323-9262.
It's very good.
There are many things I don't understand about you, Ray. You're a very bright guy. You're a very bright
day
man. I've never understood that part.
What do you mean, boss?
1-800-323-9262. But smoking, Raymond, is stupid.
Okay.
1-800-323...
We can agree on that.
1-800-323-9262. 25 minutes and 15 seconds to go.
So this is in support of alternative radio. Put up or...
Shut up.
That's right.
That's it. Okay. 1-800-323-9262. Reed English loves alternative radio. Thank God for you, Reed. You're one of the few who is saying anything about it. And that's it. I don't hear any bells ringing. I don't hear a thing. Okay, and I'm telling you, there are volunteers right now who are standing by. They're wonderful people. They are great. And I know that somewhere around here there's a list of all the volunteers.
Oh, there is, sir. And yeah, I do not know how updated it is, but let's find out.
Okay, let's see. Chuck Stallman, L.V. O'Brien, Jody Zimmerman, Jack Rosenbach, Marcia Basaki, and Linda Woodward Stein, and Stan Singer, and Judy Johnson, and Patty Stroud, and Vera Clark, and Gene Clark, and Charles O'Brien, and Nancy Wing, and Carol Lapani, and Mitch Levin, and Bruce Pettit, and Ruth Leventon, and Scott Knox. 1-800-323-9262. Hey, I've always wanted to ask you something, Mitch. Is it Levin or Levin?
Levin.
Okay. 1-800-323-9262. You're an awfully nice guy, Mitch. I say that because I knew some Levins earlier in my life who are not so nice.
Ah. 1-800-323. So it's by comparison, Mitch.
Well, don't you think...
You're all
wait,
right.
Don't you think that that's the way we all do it?
Let's
say you knew somebody named Alice when
right
you were 12.
Right.
And you didn't like her. So all Alices become bad people. You knew somebody named Jody. So and you really liked her. So all Jodys become good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's the way it is.
Right.
Everybody knows that's name identification.
And, like, I've known a lot of Alice.
And have they all been good?
Yeah, so-so.
Yeah, so-so. Didn't think of... okay, gotcha. Susan Sweeney wanted her vote. She's going on the march to be counted.
But she is also in favor of alternative
yeah
radio.
Yeah, we got it. Okay,
Roger
thanks
that.
Roger that. David Howarth of Worthington, Massachusetts. Joe's interview of authors and in support of alternative radio. Oh, and look at this.
Oh,
a mystery
word
pledge by Henry R. Rickburn of Bristol, Connecticut. Don't take off alternative radio, even for the 10. 10 what? Even for the 10. You
got I don't
it
know.
Okay, but here's the point.
It's a mystery pledge.
Okay, it's a mystery pledge, but a mystery pledge is, if you look at it here, it's in purple, and as a result of that, they get a secret prize.
That's right.
I don't know what that secret prize is. What did you say? What is the secret prize?
I just thought we had it. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the mystery pledge.
Yes, if you get a mystery pledge, you get that. What do you call that?
The Aruga.
Aruga. 1-800-323-9362.
So you get a prize there. That's great.
Okay, and Jane Hazen of South Hadley, Massachusetts. All for alternative radio. All also likes the opera news, Alan, and everything about the station. Maybe I should tell the story about the rash again. Martha Gale of Gardner, New York. One more's supporter for alternative radio very strongly. Well, I wish there were more like you. There aren't. There are volunteers sitting all over here not having a phone in their ear. You know, we got about 12 calls for alternative radio. That's it. That was it. You know what? I think the bark is better than the bite. In other words, I don't think a lot of people, you know, just because you're, you know, you can be rich and progressive at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see somebody say, you know what? I'll give $1,000
for alternative radio.
Okay, use your computer, your calculator.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You got 52 weeks a year.
52.
Okay. Into 1,000.
So 1,000 divided by 52 is what you want to do here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Hang on. That's 19.2307.
$20.
Yeah. That can't be.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
$20.
$1,800-323-9362
to support. And no, I agree with you. Dolores Parati of East Canaan, Connecticut, really loves alternative radio and the Commonwealth Club. Our wonderful friend Rocco Rizzo of Rosendale. Alternative radio is one of the best syndicated programs. Tea parties are for little girls and their imaginary friends. And Chris Robbins of Ackworth, New Hampshire. I think WMC is a great station, but would prefer less Garrison Keillor.
Agreed.
Here's somebody who says, I do not think alternative radio should continue, even though I'm too broke to pledge right now. 1-800-323-926. Oh, I do think. I'm so sorry. And Reed English of Wine and Skill loves alternative radio. 1-800-323-926. Well, I'll tell you right now, I would say that it's getting to be marginal, but not good. We need how much now?
Right,
we needed 100 and what?
123.
And now we... Okay, so we've already gotten about 20. Is that right?
Yep, looks like
20
that.
20 stinking votes for alternative radio on 20 radio stations. 1-800-323-926.
One per station.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Amanda Emerson of Williamsburg, Massachusetts, for alternative radio. If you even do become a danger to yourself and others, one for one, want some idea of what might be on your mind. 1-800-323-9... I have no idea. I read what I got in front of me. Rita Zottori of Sorgenese, New York. I love AR, and I think David B. Thank David B. for putting on a tribute to Howard Zinn at Barsemian.
Yeah, Bar.
And for the truth and happiness around the world.
Oh,
well, that was one I enjoyed, I'll be honest with you. I enjoyed that. 1-800-323. I thought the world of Howard Zinn.
I think he had Howard Zinn on about 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, he did. He did a special tribute to Howard Zinn from all of the Howard Zinn materials. The other thing about Barsamian is he gets a little lazy sometimes. 1-800-323-9266.
Production values.
Yeah, the production values aren't that good. If somebody gives a speech somewhere and he's sitting in the back row, he records it, you know, it sounds like he records it on his handheld device.
Yeah.
You know, it's not very good. 1-800, but he likes me because I play the show, because we play the show here. 1-800-323-92, but not for long.
That,
That's right. Kristen Hilliard of Catskill, New York. Pledge was in support of alternative radio. Alternative radio is the best o'clock show on WMC. Likes Barry Home Companion Fresh Air. Thanks a million for WMC. Charles Nuri of Brunswick, New York. Thank you, Charles. Okay, and here's a mystery pledge. An Ayuga, please. Ayuga. Thank you. Ayuga.
I like that. Oh, I like that.
Can you imagine if those guys were in the orchestra and you were out there? They'd be 5 measures behind. 1-800-3. They got to watch.
I don't think Yehuda would tolerate it.
Yehuda would not tolerate it.
No, I don't think so.
No. George Goodman of Niskayuna, New York. I would like to express my support for alternative radio, and you did it in style, George. And as a result, you came up on a pink one of these mystery pledge forms,
and
you're
going
to get a special prize.
Yeah.
Surprise! You'll know it when you get it. It's in addition to anything else.
That's right.
1-800-323-9262. Ayuga, Ayuga, Ayuga.
So we are,
okay.
Looking for support for alternative radio.
And it's not there. I'm telling you now, it's not there. Every phone should be ringing off the hook right now, folks, and it's not. 1-800-323-9262. And you hear it's not. That's why I love to have the phones in the room. There's no lying about it.
Yep.
No, there are no phones. There's one. There's another one. 1-800-323-9262. You only have 18 minutes to go here, folks. Mm. 18 minutes to save alternative radio. Don't take it off. Don't you ever, 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 never, ever, ever dare take it off. Pat Courtney of Woodstock, New York, and Barbara Ring of Cambridge, New York, supporting AR, also like Medical Monday, The News, etc. 1-800-323-9262. And thank you to Claire Keith, already made a pledge to get on the bus, but wanted us to call to support alternative radio. Thank you for that. And then 1-800, thank you very much.
Okay.
And thank you to James Boyce of Amherst, Massachusetts. Keep AR on the air. And Craig, yeah, you see alternative radio on WFCR? I don't think so.
Nope.
1-800-323-9262. They take the safe way. Craig Johns of Covington, Massachusetts. Pledge in support of alternative radio. Mrs. Le Show. Elise Pantaleone of Worcester, New York. Pledging for alternative radio, one of the best shows in different points of view. Don't like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's a game show for TV. Poor, no radio coverage in the Schenectady, in the Sabinius.
Where?
Sabinius. Sabinius. I don't know what that is. Whatever it is.
Skenevis.
Yeah. It must be Skenevis. Thank you for that. You're pretty good, but David was better.
All right. Well,
David could look at anything and read it and just knew what it was.
Well, I think he made it up most of the time.
He did.
Yeah.
But now he's retired and he's on his way. He's doing other things
sure.
now. Traveling.
Traveling.
Thing, traveling.
Motocross.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of stuff.
Bill Brinier and Shelley Winant of Lamontville, where everybody is a... Lamontville, where everybody is a... Lamontville, where everybody is
Cranston.
1-800-323-9. What's the matter with you people?
What's the matter?
What's the matter with you? We're going to push her up. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Carolyn Forsman wanted to support alternative radio, but she'd already pledged. And 1-800-323-9262.
All right. We'll take that, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Sure.
So some people have supported alternative radio, maybe not as strongly as you would hope.
No, here's what. There should be, we have 20 stations, there should be tens of thousands of people who end this fund drive right now because they support alternative radio. I'm not taking any prisoners and I'm not making any apologies. The fact of the matter is, you're not there. Right. Does anybody hear any phones ringing? No, you do not. 1-800, okay, could you somebody pick it up? Hey, do we have runners here or do we not have runners? 1-800,
I could run.
What's the deal? 1-800-323-9262. Okay, we got to get all this stuff up here. Okay, the answer is there's no support for alternative radio. It's limited support. How many? We started with needing 123. What are we down to?
109.
So what's 9 from 23?
14.
14?
Yeah.
On 20 stations, 14?
Oh.
In support of alternative radio. Now, some of them didn't give 100.
Yeah,
some of them gave
right.
a little less.
It's an average.
Still, that's terrible.
It could be better. I don't think that many people like it.
By the way, I don't either.
Well, I'm not a huge fan.
Well, I am, because I put it on there.
Well, then I like it a lot. In fact, it's one of my favorite programs. By golly.
1-800,
when's it on again?
1-800-323-926. Tuesdays at 1 o'clock.
That's right.
So it's right now. We're almost at the end of alternative radio, and there are almost no calls for it. Listen out there. There should be tens of thousands. There should be 1,000 calls for alternative radio right now.
Well, let's get it done.
Well, so, you know, the point is it's not happening.
You've got less than 14 minutes to support alternative radio.
Right, and it's exactly the same as it's always been. 1-800-323-9262. It's not wild. I mean, I've been there for you. I've tried to argue with you. I've tried to tell you that if this is a show that you think is worth it, that you would do it. But no, you don't. You don't. You just let it go. And then when it goes, you'll say, what about alternative radio? Where was it? We put Ward Stone back on the air in one of the most listened to times of the day. Do I hear anybody supporting Ward? You know, a tingle here and there.
Yeah.
But that's it. 1-800-323-9262. And maybe we should take him off. 1-800-323-9262. Maybe, you know. I mean, people got to support what they want. It's not happening. I need everybody on a phone right now. Okay, I'm going to count to five. If every phone isn't ringing, when I count to five... And here's the number, 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. I'm going to take it off the air. Okay?
You're going to take it off the
air? That's right.
If all the phones don't ring.
If all the phones don't ring at the same time, I'm going to take it off the air. That's it. I think that's fair, right, Mitch?
That might be a little rash. Oh. And I want to say rash because, you know, it's a sore subject with you.
I don't get it. I thought it was fair. I think if people aren't supporting it, we shouldn't play it. And thank God I'm the chairman, I'm the president, and not Mitch. 1-800-323-9262.
Well, he's so nice. He's one of the nice Mitches.
Okay, he's nice. He's nice. He has. Yeah, he's a guy.
Relatively.
He's got a beard.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. So, Mitch, and your phone isn't even ringing.
He turned it off. No? Okay.
It's on?
I don't think Mitch is happy with us.
Well, Mitch is not happy with us.
No, he's not.
But that's Mitch's fault, not mine. I'm just trying to save this radio station. 1-800-323-9262.
There it is.
Finally got a call. He's full of guilt. 1-800-323-9262. Everybody ought to be on a phone. You only have 11 minutes and 51 seconds. Is that right?
Correct, sir.
In order to save alternative radio, that's all you got. That's all you got. Don't be telling me about carry on. You know all that sort of lefty talk. 1-800-323-9262.
Carry on, lefty talk.
Keep on keeping on. You know that.
Keep on trucking.
No. Keep on trucking is something else. This is. Keep on keeping on. It's a sort of a salute. People say to each other, keep on keeping on, then you know. Okay.
Right on.
And William Doan of Boston Lake, vote in favor of alternative radio.
Okay.
And Tyler Justin of Saratoga Springs, New York, NPR, all. It's great. And Anonymous from Cooperstown, New York. Thank you, Anonymous. That was very nice of you. 1-800-323-9262. 11 minutes. I don't hear every phone. Okay, that's it. I've had it.
By the way, William also, he supported alternative radio. He also got on the bus.
He's getting on the bus with us. 1-800-323-9262. And Larry Anderson of New Paltz, New York, supporter of alternative radio and Ward Stone. See, somebody picked that up.
Okay.
1-800-323-9262. Kathy Briacco, pledged already but strongly supports alternative radio. 1-800-323-9262. Well, folks, this is it. You know, you put another dollar in, you get to support alternative radio. What can I tell you? 1-800-323-9262.
Fairly tepid, but it's picking up.
It's tepid. But I'll tell you, you only got 10 minutes to save it, and I am not of a mind to help you. Orin and Kim Domenico of Utica, New York, dropped support from their last public radio station because they would not carry alternative radio. Well, that's right. A lot of them are chicken-ess. 1-800-323-9262.
What does the S stand for?
Chicken-ess. Chicken-ess.
Oh.
As in, you know, feckless or chicken-ess.
Right.
Or chicken-ess.
I think that's what you meant. 1-800-323-9262.
Susan Poitman of Granby, Massachusetts, in support of alternative radio. Thank you, Susan. Our wonderful Allegra Graham of Great Barrington, Massachusetts. AR is one of my favorite shows. Allegra, we know that and we love you. And we're coming to your restaurant soon. 1-800-323-9262. Romick Streeter of Burbank, New York. AR, never let it go. And is getting on the bus to the rally to restore sanity. These are the people who really know how to, keep on keeping on. And Matthew Lawrence and Nancy Campbell of Dalton, Massachusetts, voting for alternative radio. Don't you dare take my program off the air, you terrible little man. I added that part. Roxanne and Gorka from Schenectady learns a lot from alternative radio.
Don't let him talk bad to you, Sparky.
Okay, that's right. 1-800-323-926. I never should have said it. Carol O'Brien of Hudson, New York. Keep alternative radio. I love Ward Stone, too. I'm glad he's back. Like BBC News, wait, Joe and Alan with the Media Project. 1-800-323-9262. Anonymous from Williamsburg. Getting on the bus.
Well, all right.
Hey, Anonymous from Williamsburg. Getting on the bus. Loves the program. Loves alternative radio. Loves Alan. Sorry his favorite late show is off the air. And that's their fault. That's his fault. Harry's fault.
Harry had
we offered him another time. He had a little fit.
Broadcast window
he had a little
changed.
S fit. 1-800-323.
What does the S stand for?
I don't know. Maria Victoria Laffin of Mountainville, New York. Extremely interesting in political interviews. And thank you to Judith A. Bichard of Palmer, Massachusetts. Every time I do this, it's because of Alan and I. You're sweet, Judith. You really are. 1-800-323-9262. Now we need 97 people to save it in 7 minutes and 58 seconds, and I don't think it's going to happen. 97 people at $100 each will save it, but in the next 7 minutes and 51 seconds, and you can do it at WAMC.org online. All of those will count.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, Erin Kenwood wanted to know that she pledged before but wants to know alternative radio is her favorite.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that doesn't help us knock this 97 down.
True.
Now, that's good. It's good she called
yeah.
and let us know. 1-800-323-9262. Is somebody checking? Are you checking, Jennifer? No, Jennifer, not those. Are you checking whether Sharon's got anything for us back there? We haven't heard.
The online.
We haven't heard any online stuff
the
for a long time. Thank you.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800. And by the way, while we're at it, who fed us today?
Oh, it was good. Oh my word.
Is this it?
Yep.
Okay. We'd like to thank our wonderful restaurants, the Reservoir Inn from West Hurley for our dinner tonight, the Robbie's Cookies for baking delicious cookies for dessert, the Orchard Tavern, which we've already eaten today, for providing the famous pizza and wings for our lunch, and thanks to the Crescent Creamery and the Cabot Creamery in Vermont for cheeses and our half and half for our fun drive every day. Thank you very much.
Yeah. How many wings did you eat today? You had at least 20 wings.
I had three.
Three?
Yeah, I had three.
I saw you eat a lot more than that.
No, you didn't.
I did?
Just because I've called you out on smoking, you're trying to get me.
You like the wings.
1-800-32. I love the wings.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Jim Kramer of Athena in Athens, New York. I'm so sorry. In support of alternative radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we need $9,743. We need it in 6 minutes, or I'm going to consider ripping it right off the air. 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262. Come on. You know what you have to do. Anthony called. Anthony from Albany. With Glenn Beck and company out there, we need WAMC Alternative Radio now more than ever. Don Lipton of Gardner, New York. I'm a big fan of Alternative Radio. Keep it on the air. You did your part, Don. I wish there were more like you, but there are so few. Get ready with the ayuga. Get ready with the bong bong. Anonymous from Philmont, New York. Please, Alan, keep AR on the air. And I also love Commonwealth Club, Garrison Keillor, Roundtable, Vox Pop, all the great interviews and informed perspectives. I wish everybody listened. It's so important. Thank you, Alan.
Well, that's the internet
sound. Okay, that's the internet. Chris Robbins of Middlebury, Vermont. Heard Wanda, Wanda Shiva. On WAMC and Alternative Radio, supports Alternative Radio. And Wendy Whitaker of Chicopee, Massachusetts, a vote for Alternative Radio for her daughter, Aya. Beautiful name. And Henrietta Wise of Olive Bridge, New York, Alternative Radio supporter. The main reason I listen to WAMC because people like Winona LaDuke and Van Vanna Shiva. A second pledge, 1-800-323-9262. Cheryl and Keith Inglis of Queensbury, keep Alternative Radio. Anonymous from Buskirk, New York, whoa, in support of Alternative Radio. What happened?
She dropped something.
1-800-323-9262. And Bob Rockwell of Lake George, New York. Bob supports AR. Carol March of Willow, New York. Thank you, Carol. John Labs Lab of Ossining, New York, called from car, had to pull off the road to use the phone, and strongly supports Alternative Radio. And by internet at WAMC.org, Bong Bong Land, William Robinson and Mary Ellen Robinson, Cohoes, New York. We love your morning content both during the week and on weekends. 1-800-323-9262. Sharon Bedford of Troy, New York. Only 4 minutes to save Alternative Radio. Be as generous as you can. Just because you're progressive doesn't mean you're poor. 1-800-323-926. It's Sharon Bedford of Troy, New York. Last week with my power out, I was listening via battery radio by candlelight. I heard a snippet of In Our Backyard with Ward Stone. It felt surreal in the dark, but wonderful to hear him again. I hope there's more to come. Also want to vote for Alternative Radio on Tuesday. Anonymous from Puerto Rico. Thank you very much. 1-800-323-9262. Anonymous from Williamstown, Massachusetts. I like to listen to Alternative Radio. I think there is a better way to get money from listeners than to ask all the time. All the time. 3 times a year.
Yeah, you do,
5 days.
You ask for Alternative Radio 3 days a year.
Include a mix of some programming in addition to asking what people think. Beating people is, berating people is not effective. Right? Well, are you listening?
There may be a little shtick here from Sparky.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Sue and Mike of Amherst, Massachusetts, they're getting mad now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm defending the radio station. I have to do it.
Right.
Sue and Mike, we're all old for alternative radio. It's great. Keep it on the air, please. 1-800-323. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go to save alternative radio.
Yep.
We need $8,618. If you're not in... Just remember, I told you what was going to happen.
Maybe you can get the lady in the blue dress via telepathy again.
I don't think so.
No.
She didn't come through the last time. Damon Reed of Williamstown, Massachusetts, a fan of alternative radio and wishes Alan would talk more about why it's so important. It's important. I told you right from the beginning because it offers other points of view. I hate it sometimes. There are days I listen to it and I think it really reeks. 1-800-323-9262. But I have it there because it is important that everybody hears another voice. Anonymous from Burn, New York, loves all things considered. Wait, don't tell me. It's all good. And Anne from Lenox, Massachusetts. Lenox only has one N, volunteers. Very much likes alternative radio, calling to keep it on the air. Terry Gibson of Rhinebeck, New York, keep Ward Stone and alternative radio. 1-800, well, where are you? Do you believe in this or not? A minute and 50 seconds. I got to tell you, look, Ray.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody saying you didn't give us a chance. We only have a minute and 44 seconds. Put 10 minutes more on the clock.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 11 minutes and 40 seconds.
Efforting this now.
Okay, efforting this now. 11 minutes and 40 seconds. Okay.
Ready?
You ready? Go.
Engage.
Okay, engage.
Okay.
Okay, you got 9 minutes and 58 seconds now. That's it. I'm giving you extra time to save it. But if you don't save it, it's off. Okay. Chuck and Mary Hamilton, our great friends from Great Barrington, around the corner from us, up the street. And good friends, and they say support of alternative radio. 1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, we need 81 of you now in the next 9 minutes and 35 seconds, and that's it. If you can do it, it'll be $20,000. You'll have saved alternative radio. If you can't, well, then you'll know that on 20 stations, we couldn't get 81 people. 81 people on 20 stations to support alternative radio. And you'll hear it for yourself. That's why the phones are in the room. Mary Lewis of Salem, New York. I'm pledging for the support of alternative radio. The only thing I will pledge for, call for change time to 5 to 6 o'clock rather than all things considered. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, Raymond Graff, what is going on here?
Well, we are calling today at this hour and at this appointed moment to support alternative radio. And it's on every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, sometime.